Welcome to Cryptic Picnic, a podcast where cozy conversations unfold over episodes of intrigue, discovery, and laughter.
Hosted by two ghouls and former co-workers turned long-distance friends, Cryptid Picnic is sure to satisfy your appetite for the strange and peculiar.
Is drawing vampires in class, and she needs to stop that. And so then my mom sat down with me at the kitchen table and was like, listen.
And so for anyone listening to this that's familiar with ghost hunting, I get my little voice recorder and I did my own burst EVP sessions with it alone in my room.
Hello and welcome to our cryptic little picnic. I am Carla.
And I am Ivy, and welcome to episode one, our first episode. I think we're going to introduce the podcast a little bit, who we are, what we are about, and why we wanted to sit down and have a cryptic picnic.
So for starters, Ivy and I met one another when we both started working about 3 years ago. Would you say it was about 3 years or?
It was about 3 years ago. Yeah. So it's been a long time.
For three whole years.
And we started out working at a museum, which we both deemed to be haunted, which was quite fun.
I neither confirm nor deny, but.
but weird stuff would happen. We'd, you know, be on shift and we'd be like, oh my gosh, like I just saw something in this part of the museum, and you know, collecting the lore and looking into the history, and it's like, why don't we just like sit down and like talk about this with microphones?
We both have a love of art and folklore. We both obviously love eating food. You don't really drink, but that's why our picture is a picture of like a drink and then like wine. Because I'm like, yeah, I would bring wine to a picnic. I would do that.
See, you'll bring wine to a picnic. I'll be just incredibly basic and go pick up my Starbucks. And we have a little cryptic picnic. Yeah, we'll talk about ghosts, art, folklore. I'm more than okay talking about food because it's a picnic.
Absolutely. So I am a fresh and green newbie when it comes to the podcasting world, but Ivy is a seasoned veteran of podcasting.
Well, because yeah, Carla, you know, I've been podcasting for a little while. A lot of people listening might recognize my voice from Ghoul's Trip, paranormal podcast. I also have a little side podcast at the moment. It's a little solo one and it's all about cemeteries. So it's real niche, called the Taphophile Diaries, but you know, Carla reached out to me and was like, should we do a podcast together? And came up with the cute little name, Cryptic Picnic. Like, that was all Carla. Carla made her cute little art and everything.
So sweet.
I was like, absolutely, sign me up. When can we record? And so that's what we're doing. And we're actually going to record episode number two after this. And it's going to be real weird. I'm really sorry. I'm starting off strong with episode number two, the topic we're covering.
I mean, it is called Cryptic Picnic, so.
Yeah, anything else you want to share about you, Carla? Any Carla fun facts, Carla lore? Wait a second, I have Carla
lore. Oh my gosh, what?
Well, I just want to bring up, for this will let all the listeners really know who you are as a person, Carla. Oh, is my. It or is it not true that when you were a child, you got in trouble for drawing vampires on your homework in elementary school too much?
Oh my gosh, yes. I remember we talked about this one day because I talked about how I was really obsessed with the movie, Anne Rice's movie, Interview with the vampire. Uh-huh. That's a whole Cryptic Picnic podcast that we could have just over the Mandela effect.
I was just in New Orleans and I got to visit Anne Rice's grave in New Orleans. Stop. Yeah, oh. I got pictures and everything. That's we got so much to talk about.
Wonderful. But yes, I I was very obsessed with vampires from that point in my life. And I remember that we were given tests, and when you were done, you could draw on the back. And so I started doodling vampires to the point where it started concerning the teacher, because I started putting blood on their fangs. And so the teacher called my mom and was like, listen, Carla is drawing vampires in class, and she needs to stop that. And so then my mom sat down with me at the kitchen table and was like, listen, vampires are cool at home, but they're not cool at school. So stop
it. Not cool for school. Vampires are not cool for school.
It's like, well, that kind of checks out, knowing all the things I know about vampires. Like,
yeah.
You're right. Yeah.
So I think that really sums up Carla really well, I think.
I totally forgot about that story.
Oh, I didn't. I think that day we're at work and I'm just like, I'm going to be really good friends with this person.
I don't know if I have any lore of you, like, off the top of my head.
Oh, gosh. I don't think I can top getting in trouble for drawing vampires on my homework. When I was a kid, I was a full-blown wannabe ghost hunter, which does make sense considering I do ghost hunting today, but, like, I remember I was in elementary school and it was the Scholastic Book Fair. Did you guys ever have that?
Oh my gosh. Yes. How could you forget the Scholastic Book Fair?
Yeah. And you get to beg your parents for money so you can like order stuff from their little like magazines and stuff. And I remember I saved up my money to get a toy voice recorder that came cute. With like this spy kit, because I watched Ghost Hunters hardcore on TV all the time. And so for anyone listening to this that's familiar with ghost hunting, I get my little voice recorder and I did my own burst EVP sessions with it alone in my room, which is where you sit there with the recorder and you like ask ghosts, like, is there a spirit in the room with me right now? And you let them answer for a few seconds and you listen back for a response. Like, kid me was hardcore doing that alone in her bedroom, being like, yeah, I'm going to be just like ghost hunters someday. So there's a little Ivy lore and why Carla and I are the way we are and why we are doing a cryptic picnic.
You know, that's so funny that you say that from listening to Ghost Hunters, because I think I always wanted to be a plumber after I watched Ghost Hunters, because the two main guys were plumbers.
They were plumbers.
And I just thought
Roto-Rooter.
Yeah, I was just like, huh. Maybe there's something to this.
Maybe we should ditch this. Carla's gonna be a plumber.
So for our next episode, you have a very spooky topic.
Yes. It's gonna be relating to witchcraft history. For anyone interested in witchcraft history, it's gonna get really, really weird. I'm very, very excited about it. Should I say what it's gonna be?
Why don't we just keep that a little secret in our picnic basket?
It's just going to be a little bit weird. It's going to be a teeny tiny bit not safe for work, but people should know another Ivy fun fact is I don't curse. So I do like censor myself and I try to make it fun. So it's maybe not fully family friendly, but for the most part.
Should I warn people that I do curse sometimes?
Yeah, Carla's just a sailor over here who just swearing.
I try to keep myself together, calm and collected, you know?
Okay. practice what you preach.
As always, thank you for listening. We invite you to post some of your own fascinating folklore or delicious recipes for a treat in the comments. If you leave us a scary or a silly review wherever you listen to your podcast, it really helps us. Follow us on all socials. We are Cryptid Picnic Podcast on Instagram, Threads, and Facebook.
You can also follow me on my own Instagram at it's Ivy Boyd and TikTok at Ivy_Boyd. I promise it's a good time for even more spooky content. And join us next time for another installment of Cryptic Picnic, where we will bring you more stories of intrigue, discovery, and laughter.
Join us or else.
This podcast is researched, produced, and edited by both Ivy and Carla. Music is by Dimitri Terrace from Pixabay.